Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he planned to release a report on election fraud, is no longer happening. On Truth Social, Trump posted that on the advice of his lawyers, he will now release a report in a formal legal filing. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm churning up the Pacific Ocean and is traveling north along Baja California in Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The storm will likely bring heavy rain and flooding to Southern California and portions of Nevada and Arizona over the next few days. The top Maui emergency management official, who did not sound warning sirens as wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. Andea said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland towards the flames. Over 1,000 souls are still missing. The Pentagon is making changes at military service academies in an attempt to stop the rising number of sexual assaults. A recent study found the number of assaults reported at America's military academies jumped 18% from 2021 to 22, and 20% of female cadets had experienced sexual assaults over the last year. Yesterday, the Pentagon announced academies must implement changes to curb the amount of assaults, including training, more mental health resources, and ending traditions of hazing and mistreatment. An IRS agent is dead after being shot by another IRS agent on accident. It happened during a training exercise in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Officials said it happened at a gun range that's part of the city's federal correction institution. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Writers Guild of America is still in discussions with Hollywood studios. Yesterday, the WGA met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to continue negotiations toward ending the writer's strike, which has been going on now for over 100 days. Talks are underway to free a former U.S. Marine being held in a Russian prison.
In Washington, D.C., the State Department says Secretary of State Antony Blinken, speaking by phone to American Paul Whelan, the former Marine who is currently being held in a Russian prison.
The Secretary was able to hear directly from Paul about his condition and was able to tell Paul that President Biden and he remain committed to bringing him home.
That's State Department spokesman Vedant Patel.
Secretary Blinken offered Russia a serious proposal for Paul Whelan's release, and that our view continues to be that Russia should immediately release Paul Whelan.
Now, the Russians have been holding him on spying charges since 2018. I'm Laura Winters.
A federal judge in Delaware is formally dismissing misdemeanor tax charges against Hunter Biden.
The new special counsel in the case, David Weiss, actually requested that these charges be dropped so that he could potentially bring more charges in the future. The decision by the judge to dismiss the lesser counts was anticipated after an earlier plea agreement fell apart. Biden's attorneys have claimed that prosecutors in the case reneged on that deal, but the prosecution denies that. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
It's what we do, but we all got to come together and be unified over this. I know in the midst, I'll tell you, this government has done everything it's possible to divide us and keep us at each other's throats. You got to understand this. I think there was an allegory. I got to bring Liz Peek on right now. Liz is Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. She joins us now. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Bill. So happy to be with you.
Hey, always good to be here. I was watching this thing. I don't know. It was maybe an X thing or some other piece of advice. But it reminded everybody, says that you had a 100 red ants in a jar and you put in 100 black ants in the jar and they're all fine. You know, no problems. They're going okay. And then somebody gets the jar and shakes it and then it drives the ants crazy and they're at each other's throats and killing each other. And, you know, and the black ants want to get mad at the, you know, red ants. The red ants want to be black, mad at the black ants, but they're forgetting they need to be mad at the people who are shaking the jar that caused the ruckus to begin with, right?
Yeah.
And that's real. I think it's perfect. It's appropriate to where we are right now. And, you know, last week you'd written something, and we started to touch on it a little bit, and I thought, God, is the audience ready to talk about a possible exit? To where it would give us a reset that we're so needful of. Because the way this thing is battling out between Trump and Biden, it is such a hot mess. And I think that if we see this through, and I get it, you know, there's a portion of the country, and these are the same people that love to go to NASCAR events. They don't go to NASCAR to watch the cars. They go to watch the crashes. And I think there's people sitting here watching and just going, I just want to see how this plays out. How dirty and how messy is this going to get? Do we really want to see it to its conclusion? Because I don't see any beautiful thing coming out of this. Because even if Donald Trump is to, you know, get the nomination in and out of court and all the mess that he's in, and let's just say he goes on and wins and becomes president again, clearly you're going to have half the country that's going to say he's illegitimate, and they're going to look for another Russian collusion, and mire us all over again. And conversely,
Finish your thoughts.
No, the opposite is true too, because now if Biden wins, then they're going to say it's still illegitimate. The Democrats, they just found a better way to cheat in 2025. They put cheating 2.0 to work. And they were able to pull it off again in 2024. So the people are lose-lose right now, I think is what you're saying. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. It is time for a reset. I mean, would I prefer Donald Trump over Joe Biden? You bet I would, because his policies are better. But you really have two angry old men basically fighting it out, not for the good of the country. I really believe this, but because they're both filled with anger and vengeance, and a desire for retribution. I mean, that is just the most, I think it's the most horrible political impasse I've ever seen in our in my lifetime. And it has to be one of the most contentious, nasty, bitter, personal feuds going on than we've ever seen in America's politics. I mean, I don't remember a time when the two likely candidates really just hated each other, and they do. I mean,
no doubt.
You know, I think for Republicans, you know, it is really important to think about, can Trump actually win? If he wins, is 4 years enough? 4 years of Trump, and I'll guarantee you, we have another Democrat back in the White House. I mean, I really just imagine that that's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how about finding an alternative? I don't know who it is. I mean, I look at the slate of candidates. I think there are a number of them who are very capable and I think would be very good presidents. And I still hope that Glenn Youngkin will come in the battle because I think he's a good candidate. But whether it is Ron DeSantis or Nikki Haley or Tim Scott, I mean, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is sort of a oddball candidate, only in the sense that he really says what he thinks, and you know how weird is that.
But he's relating. Look at he's the only one that's been gaining numbers below Trump, right?
Yeah,
you know.
True.
So
and for good reason, Bill. Mm-hmm. He comes out and says stuff we all agree with, and
exactly,
you know, that America's losing its soul, and just what Joe Biden talks about. But Joe Biden has no idea what he's talking about. He doesn't
what a
know
soul
what
is.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Don't even talk to me about Maui. No comment. And then what he didn't want to talk about it. It's like he's so disconnected on so many levels.
I think he's totally a fraudulent character. I don't think he's anything like what he pretends to be, including, by the way, this whole issue of whether he's empathetic or not. I think we've seen over and over again he really isn't. I mean, when he goes to comfort families who have lost their loved ones, he talks about himself and he talks about Bo Biden. I mean,
exactly.
Bo Biden has become a political talking point for Joe Biden. Not, I mean, I'm sure the grief of a father over losing a son is unimaginable to me, but somehow this has now become one of these kind of political stories that Joe Biden tells, many of whom are untrue, many of which,
right,
I should say, are untrue.
Right.
This one is true, but it's not heartfelt anymore. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, using his son's death and to align it like, you know, a combat death in the field of, I mean, that's like stolen valor, a form of it. And even if Bo, you know, could talk from the grave, he'd say, Dad, don't do that. You know, that's not right. But unfortunately, this is Joe Biden's character. We've seen it quite clear. I think we're all fed up with it. But, you know, I think that this is an opportunity. You bring up a good point. I know that it didn't necessarily resonate. I ran it by some people and they were just like, oh, you know, they still have a lot of fight in them,
and they
just want to fight this thing out. But, you know, at what cost? And what it reminds me of, Liz, there's a story in the Old Testament with the King Solomon. And you had two women fighting over a baby that had survived. One of the women's baby had died in the middle of the night. She crushed it. And the other one, she insisted that it was her baby and, you know the story. So they bring it before the king. The king says, give me a sword. We're going to cut the baby in two. And, of course, the real mother said, no, don't. Just give her the baby. Well, that indicated to the king in all his wisdom that she was the real mother, did not want to die.
Sure.
And I think this is an opportunity. I think that if you put and you say, okay, we're going to cut the nation in two. And I can tell you, in my heart of hearts, I think that in a sober moment, even in the midst of all his ego, Donald Trump, for all that he loves this country for, I just see him as willing to say, okay. And I think that you've offered something here that needs to be meditated on, digested, and thought about. And if the other side, if the Justice Department would let everything go, and I almost want to say even that they would heal some of these people because of the legal expenses. Maybe we can take some of the money that we're sending to Ukraine and re-heal these people that have paid this incredible amount of money for all these stupid things and come up with some sort of grand deal, even and including some of these J6 prisoners, not the ones that did damage, but the ones that are just, you know, true political prisoners. I'm just throwing that into the mix.
The hapless bystanders, right?
Right. Exactly. I think you've got something here, Liz, and leave it to you to offer something, you know, sober. That, you know, I know that may keep people up at night, but I think, what else? What other alternative do we have?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As the Tide Ministry celebrates its 77th birthday, I often wonder what it must have been like to experience Reverend Charlie Byers' first broadcast back in 1946 when Chambersburg got its own radio station. The excitement people in Chambersburg experienced when they heard the Gospel Tide Hour on air 77 years ago is mirrored and magnified today as people around the globe find joy and hope when they hear of salvation through Christ in their own language, many for the first time. Over the years, the Tide Ministry has introduced millions around the world to the life-saving truth of the gospel, and we're determined to continue this important outreach for another 7 decades, or until Christ returns. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives are being eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Hey, good to have you along with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Liz Peek continues with us, Fox News contributor, former Wall Street analyst. Liz, it's your story, and you know, it's important that people understand. Maybe you can summarize and hit the key points of what you were offering here in terms of this. I see it as a needed reset for our country.
Yeah, well, what I proposed, and I proposed it knowing that the odds were extremely long, is that both Joe Biden and Donald Trump should exit the race. Donald Trump should do so because Joe Biden pardons him on all the federal charges and investigations now and forever, and convinces the state authorities in Georgia and New York to drop the cases that they have brought. And Donald and Joe Biden gets out of the race with a promise that Congress basically drops its investigations into Hunter and Joe Biden family activities, which we all know are corrupt, that both, in other words, both candidates get out now with some dignity intact, and let the country move forward. Because honestly, this thing is so corrosive and so tainted. And by the way, you know, if you look at, if you just scan the headlines of all the major newspapers and watch the TV news at night, what are we talking about? We're talking about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Are we talking about immigration policy? Are we talking about trade policy or taxes going forward or whatever? No, nothing important is being discussed. What we're discussing is the tit-for-tat legal jousting between these two bitter old men. And, you know, this is not good for our country. I really challenge anyone to make the case that it's good for our country. Are Trump's policies good for our country? By the way, I watched his interview yesterday with Larry Kudlow.
Yeah.
And I was really struck by how cogent he was, how many good ideas he was. Can Joe Biden stand that kind of one-on-one probing interview? Absolutely not. Donald Trump is clearly the better candidate of the two. But, you know, millions of Americans have been told they hate him. And I like you, if he were to win re-election, we would have what happened, people forget, what happened in 2016, but multiples of that. People poured into the streets to protest. There were riots. And at the time, I was like, what? Why are people so angry about losing an election? Well, I tell you what, Democrats don't like to lose elections. And boy, oh boy, they didn't like that one. I think if it happened again, it would be just mayhem. So this has got to end.
Well, you think about what happened with Nixon and Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford had to make a decision, and I think there was extreme wisdom behind that decision. I mean, it killed his political career.
Yeah.
But for the sake of the country, he said this is the best thing to do. And history, I think, has reconciled that decision. And in light of what we're faced with right now, even more so, Liz.
I agree. He pardoned Richard Nixon, knowing that that was the end of Richard Nixon. And indeed it was. I mean, you know, there was no more political fallout, really, from what Nixon had done. And boy, when you think about what Nixon did compared to what Joe Biden is accused of doing, the fact that Democrats, and I don't want this totally to be a partisan conversation, but how Democrats are circling the wagons to protect Joe Biden, even as almost every other day new revelations come out that really seem to paint a picture of profound corruption. It's remarkable to me. I mean, you know, you would think there'd be one Democrat to say, you know what, maybe we need to look into this. But there hasn't been a single one.
Yeah, this is the thing. You got to hand it to the Democrats, boy. When they get a party line, you know, this is my accusation against the Republicans. They don't know how to stay on the same track. I mean, I can understand you can have your own personal opinion and deviate a little bit, but the core message should be the same. And the Democrats are highly disciplined, and I think that's what gives them an advantage. You know, to your point, and you tweeted out, Hunter Biden used 20 shell companies, burner phones, 14 encrypted apps, and his father used aliases. Now we find out, as you say, more revelations coming out to make phone calls and emails. But Dems claim nothing to see here.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
Extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and honestly, again, I give James Comer, head of the House Oversight Committee, a lot of credit for just steadfastly, step by step, continuing to pursue these investigations. And, you know, and it's not easy because the FBI has balked. We'll see now whether the National Archives plays along with this investigation. Congress should be able to demand pretty much any records and information they want, but they have been blocked every step of the way. So I credit him and the Republicans in the House. People should not get impatient, because the worst thing that could happen is that this committee's work ends up being rushed into an impeachment judgment and half the country thinks it's illegitimate. This needs to be painstakingly obvious what went right. on. And I think that's what Comer wants. Mm-hmm. I do think an impeachment inquiry is justifiable, and that would mm-hmm. help them get some of the information and witnesses that they want. So I'm totally in favor of that. But mm-hmm. let's not have a group of agitators push them to an impeachment trial or vote before they've got all the facts in, because that would be a mistake.
Exactly. And I think that Kevin McCarthy's had his hands full in doing
yep.
that, in trying to keep the natives calm. That's
yep.
fine. You know, you can have Marjorie Taylor Greene. You can have Lauren Boebert, you know, whipping up the flames. That's okay. That doesn't bother me. But it's still, you know, at the end of the day, there has to be, you're exactly right, there has to be some sense, you know, of unity and process here to make sure that all the I's are dotted and the T's crossed. Because unlike the Democrats, who at the drop of the hat, you know, I mean, they will tell you, oh, this should be rare, you know, like everything they say should be rare. But yet, you know, when they determine that, you know, they just made a move. And this is what got them in trouble, by example, with Donald Trump, with those two impeachments. I mean, they just scrambled and they didn't have all the facts there. And at the end of the day, you did something and you couldn't prove yourself. And of course, you know, their deal is, well, you know, if we'd had the majority, we could have, you know, but you knew that going into this. And
right.
and what was your
That's
reason?
Right.
You just did this for political purposes.
Exactly. They knew it was show trials and just all political posturing. But again, you got to say, because they were all behind it, because unfortunately, you cannot get away from the fact that because they have 80% of the national media in their corner, it all was mm-hmm. presented to Americans as, yes, Trump is guilty
it's
of
legitimate.
This matter,
yes.
so he rightfully right. was impeached. We do not have that. We will never
yes.
have that. Unfortunately, you know, the Washington Post, the New York Times, CBS, ABC, et cetera, they are never going to present fairly the news. And the coverage, as you undoubtedly have noted, of the Hunter Biden investigation, of the issues about David Weiss and the plea deal gone awry and everything, all of that was basically, it wasn't totally ignored by the national media, but it was certainly characterized as, see, we told you, you know, nothing to see here, and that's going to be their stance going forward. You can bet on it.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, the other thing you pose is that, and this is something Joel Gilbert posed last year, and that Michelle Obama is primed to step up, you know, if that exit occurs.
Yeah,
more so than Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I think the issue is if Biden waits, if he is in the race till, let's say, February, and then whatever happens and he has to get out, either mm-hmm. on the pretext of a health emergency or whatever, if Joe Biden exits the race next spring, Michelle mm-hmm. Obama literally is the only person who can jump in, huge name recognition, tremendous fundraising apparatus at her behest, and mm-hmm. also she's extremely popular. I mean, Democrats would cheer her arrival.
Right.
Kamala Harris would not be cheered on arrival. She will not be
yeah.
able to make that leap. So, yeah, it's very scary to me that Michelle could be in the mix going forward. The only issue, I think, which I raised in that piece, is the Obama White House knew what was going on with Joe Biden and Hunter Biden.
Exactly.
And I think that taints their, you know, sort of safety.
I think it will, because that's been our question.
I hope so.
That's been our question, is that how do you have Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, just the holy trinity of and Joe Biden involved, and they're part of this administration, and the money doesn't go up to an even bigger guy, maybe? I'm just asking the question.
I know. I you can ask the question. There's been no hint of that whatsoever. But I certainly think if Obama was aware of all this Really, what Hillary
Clinton is up to. Liz, we got to leave us there. Thank you.
Out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. Presidential candidate and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump says next week's scheduled news conference in New Jersey, in which he planned to release a report on election fraud, is no longer happening. On True Social, Trump posted that on the advice of his lawyers, he will now release a report in a formal legal filing. Hurricane Hillary is now a Category 4 storm, churning up the Pacific Ocean, and it's traveling north along Baja California in Mexico. At last check, Hillary's wind speeds were clocked at 140 miles an hour. The storm will likely bring heavy rain and flooding to Southern California and portions of Nevada and Arizona. An IRS agent is dead after being shot by another IRS agent on accident. It happened during a training exercise in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday. Officials said it happened at a gun range that's part of the city's federal correction institution. Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Dr. Wilfred Riley is up next, a professor of political science at Kentucky State University, the author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Hey, Will, how you doing?
Doing pretty well. Good to be on the show.
Hey, always good to have you here. You tweeted out, a real divide in society concerns whether you see Trump as A, the most corrupt president ever, ahead of Clinton, Nixon, Biden, and Bush, being duly prosecuted by highly qualified civic heroes like Fannie Willis, or B, no more crooked than the average and being targeted by partisan hacks. Which is it? So what kind of response did you get?
Well, I mean, as you can probably imagine, most people, certainly in my audience or your audience, but I think most people just in general, most of kind of the young business people that follow me and so on, were inclined toward B. But I mean, that really is the split. Like, if you listen to CNN, I mean, the basic pitch is, well, look, Trump is facing 91 felony charges right now. Some wit said, I think it was Charlemagne the God, that this means the average president has now been charged with 2.3 felonies. So the take is that this is a unique level of corruption, that there'd be no way to get the RICO boys in there and charge, you know, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Nixon with any of these, this sort of stuff. And I think that's really dubious. I mean, I'm actually a lawyer by background. I'm pretty familiar with RICO. And I mean, if you take the Obama IRS scandal, for example, what you had was a guy getting out in public and saying things like, I have some real questions about these Tea Party charities. Wouldn't it be a shame if they were investigated by the tax boys?
Exactly.
And then, almost invariably a week later, almost invariably 8 days later, a specific group would be investigated by the IRS. And this led to felony charges against, I think it was Tea Party patriots. This led to multiple jailings. Much of this was illegal, and this has been admitted. IRS agents have been investigated.
But meanwhile, the damage that they did and the effect it had on, you talk about suppressing the vote. What it had in terms of, 8 to 10 different voting cycles that Lois Lerner and the IRS executed on We the People?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's exactly right. The whole thing with RICO is that RICO is the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, if I have that correct. And it was designed to target the mafia.
Right.
And the thing with the mob is that the mafia was organized crime, the old Italian-American mafia. So it wasn't like the Don was going out and shooting at people in the sense of the contemporary African-American or Appalachian or whatever criminal organizations. The Don would call up someone who's a professional hitman, and he would say, I want you to do that thing in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, Vinny, would say, okay, I'm going to do it when the sun shines. And that was it. Mm-hmm. It was very hard to tie anyone together. So
it's kind of like trying to tie down all the Biden money movement from Ukraine
or
Europe, right? That's all. Yeah, exactly. Same thing.
Exactly right. Yeah, or Obama standing up and saying, well, hey, wouldn't it be a problem if someone was so aggressive with these prosecutions that it would almost be illegal? Like, that itself is not illegal, and the prosecution itself may be legal, but what you would do under RICO is argue that there's a criminal conspiracy to harass political opponents. Like, the prosecution of Dinesh D'Souza is example of it's an example of something that probably crossed the legal line. We have this guy that makes a movie about you and your dad, and all of a sudden he's charged with these crazy felonies because he gave his buddy an extra $2,000. The point is, though, not individual cases, but certainly very similar claims could probably be filed against Biden, Nixon, Clinton, Obama, Reagan. I think the Republican guys are a little better, but just this is not something, in my opinion, that is unique. Like the classified documents thing, last comment. But I mean, like, we know that Biden and Clinton had classified documents.
Right.
But, like, there's no doubt about it. You can say Trump's document possession was worse because he refused on one occasion to give the documents back. But you could also argue that Biden's document possession was worse because he had them in an open-facing garage with his racing Camaros in it. This is just in Wilmington, which isn't the nicest community. So, I mean, we know at some level that charges could have been brought in the Biden class. And I don't think I'm making excuses here. Charges could have been brought in the Biden classified documents case. Charges could have been brought in the Clinton classified documents case. Charges could have been brought for document destruction against Clinton. That's just a given. But then you get into the RICO stuff. Like, could you have RICO'd Barack Obama, as Ben Shapiro famously argued in 2014, for the whole tax scandal? Could you have RICO'd Bill Clinton for any number of things? I mean, firing entire White House offices? Probably. I mean, I'm not a legal expert on each case. But so most people were saying B when I put the poll up. That's the point. Most people don't think Trump is the most corrupt politician ever.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. The other thing too, I mean, my understanding, if I'm recalling this correctly, Obama still has documents. I mean, millions of pages of documents that he's refused to turn back. And nobody says a word, about that. It just all goes under the water, just like we were talking with just Liz Peek just a moment ago. And I said, look at my mind sees Hillary Clinton. Based on the facts, all the money that she got under the Clinton Foundation, you got John Kerry, his side hustle going on. Biden, of course, egregiously, that we see so clearly now. These are three people, underlings of Barack Obama. Now, you're going to tell me that money that they all got, that number one, Barack Obama didn't know about it, and number two, that his beak was not getting wet. I just can't disconnect that possible association. I'm sorry.
Well, I think that most of these charges could honestly be brought against most people in D.C. I mean, if you're talking about classified documents possession, again, the thing with Trump is the claim that he was very Trumpy with these documents. So there was a meeting where he was being challenged, and he and a major reporter were kind of a you know, long tying each other to put it in a PG-13 fashion and, you know, waving things around. And Trump said, well, look at this document. This document, whether it was or not, is a war plan. But I mean, in terms of the basic idea that presidents illegally take home treaties that they've signed or documents that have meaning to them, or just that they load up everything in their office like I did when I've left decently serious executive jobs and they bring that home. And then you realize that the number of every single client you ever had is in there. I mean, we all know that happened. Like, documents were found not just in Joe Biden's garage, but, I mean, in Joe Biden's Center for Strategic Studies at some random university. They were found in Joe Biden's office. So, I mean, if you really wanted to prosecute any of these people in the way that we all know you'd be prosecuted if you were some naval ensign that had one of these on a flash drive, you could. The same thing when you're talking about kind of beak wetting, like, is there a little of that almost corruption going on where there's corporate money flowing around or foundation money flowing around? It's going to someone like Kerry, who's famous for this, and no one really knows who's getting a chunk. Well, yeah, that's another thing. I mean, the Clinton Foundation, for example, has been repeatedly accused of basically taking bribes. That while one Clinton was in power, I mean, while Bill Clinton was president, later while Hillary Clinton was a senator, was Secretary of State, the other Clinton would be, if I have this correct, basically running the Clinton Foundation. So if you wanted to talk to someone who is either the first or the fifth most powerful person in the country, the way you'd do it was to go to their spouse and make a donation to this non-governmental organization that was doing things like building houses in Haiti, allegedly. And all of a sudden, you'd be granted a meeting with the next state. So you, there's, I'd be really interested in seeing the file of who gave money to the Clinton Foundation, and then, you know, how many of those people within 2 weeks took this meeting that was otherwise impossible to get, because that's usually illegal. So if you really put special prosecutors, special counsels on the trail of all these people, and you had them do the kind of investigation that, again, would be done if this were some local businessman who'd gotten rich, I think you'd find this kind of thing in almost every case. Not excusing Trump's peccadilloes, but, again, the Clinton Foundation strikes me as kind of a low-hanging piece of fruit there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, Will, after everything is said and done, you look at this and, you know, I think about what happened in Watergate. Watergate wasn't something unique. There were predicates that led up to it. It's like everything. You look back at the trajectory and you say, hey, where did this all start? How did we get to this situation? And it's the same thing here. You start, you know, going back down. You just reverse engineer how we got here. But there's no doubt that right now is a it's about as extreme as it's ever been in the history of our country. We've got to go to break. We've got more to discuss with Dr. Wilfred Riley. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Dr. Wilfred Riley continues with us, the professor of political science at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Will, I want to talk about Maui. What is coming out of there? There's so much early on. Just so you know, it's very personal to me. My daughter and her family, two of my grandkids and my son-in-law, live right there, just right off of Front Street in the center of Lahaina, this 17,000 population community that was so devastated. Fortunately, my son-in-law had the two younger boys with him up in Napili, about 15 miles north of the fires, because he went to pick them up at school. And my daughter had gone back to the house because she had a job to do and she had to get a change of clothes. And, you know, about the time she was there, the fire really broke out because it kind of came in two phases. The first phase, they thought they had arrested it and they put it all out. And then suddenly it sparked up again and the winds were heavy and it just, you know, came upon the valley of Lahaina traveling at about a minute a mile. And she was able to get out of there. And when I asked her later, I said, how did you get out? Because I know the arteries to the highway were closed off because of the power lines and poles had fallen, across the highway. And that happens quite often there, usually about 3-4 times a year, that freeway to and back from the airport gets blocked off. And so that was blocked off. So the only way she could get out is the way that most people and tourists come in off of that highway heading south. They get off on that Front Street, which is a two-lane road, and that's where you see a lot of the cars that were bumper to bumper, that were, you know, burnt to crisp, and everything was just such a mess. But anyway, she was just barely ahead of that, just barely got out. Well, she told me it took her 2 hours to get from her place, which is about 2 miles, 2 hours to get from there to get to that exit on that highway to be able to head out. But as I told her, and I knew there was going to be so much more about, what happened in Maui, siren warnings not going off. You had an official who has since resigned who decided that he had to honor the god of Maui and turn off the faucet and not allow people to utilize water to, you know, drench their property or anything like that. I mean, it's just crazy. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, I mean, I'm very glad that she was able to get out. Your family relatives are fine. I mean, basically what I'm hearing is pretty much what you're hearing. There's the national picture where you can critique Joe Biden or, for that matter, some of the Republicans for not responding in time. There aren't a lot of people necessarily heading there. It's a long flight to Hawaii, and that would distract from kind of pressing the flesh here. That's very unfortunate. But the big issue for me is kind of the incompetence on the ground caused by a lot of the things that we're seeing in society, kind of like environmental cultism, DEI, all of this stuff.
Exactly.
So when you see a disaster like this, generally what you see is incompetent local leadership that's failed at every level.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in my PhD program, my partner, Luke Coyne, Anna Louise Coyne, was from New Orleans and had done a decent amount of writing on the Hurricane Katrina disaster. And with Hurricane Katrina, it took a lot of things to go wrong for people to actually start dying.
Mm-hmm.
So the levees that were supposed to protect the city, which sits between the ocean and the giant lake, Lake Pontchartrain, broke. Like, the actual concrete seawalls just collapsed. They've been in such poor maintenance because of the New Orleans city government, they just fell down. So all this water rushed into the city. And even then, people should have been evacuated days before. But the hood in New Orleans, essentially, as well as a couple of poor Cajun areas, just refused to leave.
Right.
And it wouldn't have been possible to take them all out anyway because the sort of emergency response tree where you have, you know, the first responders, the cops and so on, call second responders, like bus drivers, everyone's moving people out of the city. A lot of those people apparently just didn't do their job and left.
Right.
So you saw this crazy
every man for himself, right?
So it led to these crazy scenes of cowardice, for want of a better word, where school buses and police response buses were, like, bobbing in the water. Like, their whole fleet was abandoned there. It wasn't used people out of town, and the people at least the ghetto areas wouldn't have left anyway. And then when they tried to evacuate people, I mean, there was an army base nearby. They had a bunch of helicopters, Aerostars, Apaches. They were trying to fly in. The lunatics in the city were shooting at the helicopters.
I know, crazy, huh?
So I mean, there were people that were like dying on the roofs of their houses. I mean, there's nothing funny about it, but it was just an incredible catastrophe caused by just incredible incompetence. And generally, I mean, the final comment, I mean, the guy, Bush's appointees actually are usually pretty well qualified, but the guy in charge of this, like FEMA disaster response in the Southland,
was the former head
of the Arabian Horse Association. So everyone that was in the direct chain of command, I place much more blame on Mayor Ray Nagin, but just made the craziest imaginable decisions. And that's how you get pictures like the emergency response fleet floating out into the ocean. Same thing here. You mentioned that the disaster response guy in Hawaii apparently follows like the traditional Hawaiian religion, which I didn't know was still a thing. But he, at least early on, refused to release water because water is sacred. There are a number of other uses for water that we must consider. And this is not something I'm making up for the audience. So the amount of water that was available to fight the fires was about 40% of what would have been needed to fight the fires. There were the emergency response sirens for the island were not turned on. There was apparently a problem with corrosion that prevented them from being effectively used. And I'll also note that these wildfires, last thing, didn't have anything to do with climate change. The climate is about 0.3 degrees warmer than it was in 1970. Mm-hmm. You notice that a little bit in the winter on the coldest day, but that doesn't affect an individual fire incident. The fires were caused by some kind of tech breakdown in a specific power plant. I mean, so it was just there was a lack of monitoring of potential.
Yeah, they knew this, Will, to your point. They knew this long ago, and they said that they were going to fix the problem, and they only threw, I think, something like $250,000 on a multi-million dollar problem. So you're exactly right. They never rectified the problem. And on top of that, that particular area, I can tell you, I'm very familiar with it. There's a lot of dry brush there. It lights up all the time, either by homeless people who overcook a pig or some other vermin that they've caught to eat. That happens routinely there. The other thing is I think you've got like 60, something like 63 maybe, I might be a little high on the high side, but somewhere in that number, 63 firemen that are to manage all of Maui, Lanai, and I think Molokai. So those three islands, 63. Additionally, you know, and we're talking a hill area right above the valley of Lahaina there, they don't even have 4x4 trucks that can go in and service that area, and they've known this problem for a long time, but they've always relied on, you know, helicopters or airplanes to come in and drop water to be able to put the fire out. Well, all that's fine and well under perfect conditions, but when you have a hurricane whipping up winds of up to 70 miles an hour, those planes and helicopters aren't going to get up there. So, like you said, this exposes the gross incompetence with all, I mean, you know, because the thing is, I can tell you, every year, maybe even a couple of times a year, all these people met and they talked about all these emergency conditions and what they should do and how they should handle it. Well, now at a time when all that meeting time and everything they put together and manpower, now that they're called to do their duty, they fail. To your point, that, like you were saying earlier, right?
Yeah, and this is pretty typical of how this happens. I mean, yeah, it's extremely unfortunate that this occurred, but none of this sounds particularly surprising. The one point you made about the dry brush, like the reason that this happened is not just that there were issues in their power plants that they refused to fix. They put $250,000 on, you know, $3-4 million problem. The reason for most wildfires in the USA, and this is something I know pretty specifically as an outdoors guy who lives in that woodsy Appalachian foothill region, is that there actually is a policy in the USA that you don't do controlled burns and you try to stop natural burns in forests. So what that means is that most forests are tinder boxes, basically. Like, you've prevented that natural burn cycle.
Right.
So if you go walking in the woods in Kentucky, you'll literally see what look like bonfires under the trees, like stacks of wood that are 4 and 5 and 6 feet high. These are all of the trees that have fallen down, you know, limbs that have fallen from taller trees, so on, that normally would have burnt up. And what happens is that when, like you said, some hobo, because there are people living in the woods, there have been since the start of COVID-19, the economic collapse.
Right.
And by the way, for people out there, like, watch when your kids play in the woods. Like, every time I go hiking, I'm a decent tracker, and you see evidence of human habitation, let's say.
Yes.
I mean, like, you see boot prints just walking into the woods and, like, tents and clearings and so on. But every time someone tries to build a fire and doesn't really know how, you run a serious risk of a blaze in these forests because of our idiotic forest policy. So it's forest policy and homelessness. And that's compounded, that's made exponential by these sort of DEI, low-quality local government.
Exactly. There we go.
That's the situation. It doesn't have anything to do with the climate.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, California has become the poster child for that. When Trump met with Newsom and his people, they tried to bring that up, and Trump threw it right back at him, said, I'm not hearing it. You guys are mismanaging your forest. That's why you are on this incredible cycle. I mean, you know, we're back to the definition of insanity, and you guys are proving it out once again. And like you said, further exacerbated by this DEI green agenda nonsense. That is killing people. And I like you, have about had it with it. Dr. Wilfred Riley has been with us. Thank you, Will. Take care.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.